Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Most of the things that have always been aggravating to me is that we have had a policy that makes one superior to the other.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And this was Ilhan Omar in the introduction video, which was set by CARE, who are a Muslim jihadi organization, as they introduce her to their audience in California to give her speech. That is the speech wherein she made the statement, "Some people did something." Professor Green told us that this statement was taken out of context, and he defended Ilhan Omar because he just simply said she had a long speech, and taking Ilhan Omar out of context caused a lot of controversy because, of course, this was an attempt to suggest that Omar was either heartless when it came to the victims of 9/11, or maybe even harboring sympathies for the 9/11 attacks. As we promised you in our last broadcast, we will cover the entire speech of Representative Ilhan Omar. In our last broadcast, we began to look at some of the verses of the Quran, wherein we found for sure that Allah is making the Muslims superior to all the people of the earth just for being Muslim believers, and the rest of the world, we are inferior for being infidels. And with that, let us continue to rebut the lies and the deception of Representative Ilhan Omar. And here is one more verse, and that is Quran chapter 3 and verse 110. And there we read, "You were the best nation who came forth to the people." Do you understand what we're talking about here? Arab Muslims are the best nation. They are superior to anybody else on the earth. That is the clear discrimination of Allah in the Quran. And if we will go to the saying of Muhammad, trust me, you will see plenty more. And that's why Muslims lived their life to believe that they are better than anybody else. And they will, given the blessing of Allah, to dominate the whole world by killing the men and taking women and children as concubines and slaves, and force the earth to accept Islam, to submit to Islam. So here is the truth, Representative Ilhan Omar. Here in America, we don't do that. We don't believe in that. For here in America, we are one nation under God. You can be even a Muslim in America. You know why? Because it's simply because the American people do not know Islam. But trust me, have the American people been educated about your religion, Representative Ilhan Omar, you will not have that job which you hold right now in the House. Well, let's continue with the next promo, which was given by CARE for Representative Ilhan Omar. That is when she said,
"A Somali woman who has a hijab getting sworn in on a Quran, a massive Quran."
Yes, indeed, my friends. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. She is mocking you as foolish American people, and she is belittling you by explaining to you what just happened when she was sworn into that office. That is the 5th District of Minnesota, which you, the American people of Minnesota, gave to her. She swore on a Quran. A Muslim lady from Somalia wearing the hijab, swearing on the Quran. And not any Quran, because they come in different sizes. There is a Quran you can put in your small pocket in front of your shirt. But she actually swore on the massive Quran. And she is laughing. Not just Quran, but a massive Quran. Have you seen the video? You know exactly what she's talking about. It is the biggest Quran I have ever seen in my life. I think you can read it from 6 feet away. That is exactly what she was doing. We are taking over America and we're swearing on the Quran, a book which teaches that Muslims are superior over the infidels of America. A book which teaches that Muslims must terrorize the Americans and that they will come and the religion of Allah will supremely take over this land. And thank you, idiot Americans, for electing me to be your representative. And thank you, useful idiot of Minnesota, for putting me in charge of your country. And don't worry, there are plenty more Muslims like me coming to help me to destroy your country. What about the next comment of Representative Ilhan Omar?
I stand here before you tonight as your congresswoman-elect.
And once again, if you see the video when she's announcing that she is the new congresswoman-elect, all other women who are in hijab celebrating the victory of Allah in America. And as I said before, I repeat myself again, these offices, ladies and gentlemen, which Muslims take will never be turned around, which means it was taken by Congressman Keith Ellison, that is the 5th district of Minnesota, and now is given to Ilhan Omar. And even if you think that someday she will be removed from that office, it will be given to another Muslim man or woman. These are seats taken for Allah. And Muslims never, never give up a seat, no matter what happens. You may bring civil war in America before you replace Ilhan Omar by a Christian or a Jewish infidel. But let's move on to the next CBS this morning, because there's an announcement. Listen carefully what the anchor said.
The new Congress sworn in yesterday is the most diverse in U.S. history. Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan.
Yes, indeed, my friends. These are the most diverse. And get ready, America, and get used to it, because we're going to have plenty more diverse Muslim congressmen and women, senators, mayors, governors, and even another Muslim president coming to us through the Liberal Party. Now listen to Representative Ilhan Omar once again.
Not only did we have the America we believed in, but the America we deserve.
Not only we have the America which we believe in, but the America we deserve. Ponder that, my dear friends. How about the following statement?
We believe that we are strong and that forward together we will come out of this.
And this was a statement given on MSNBC. And the title was Muslim Official Makes History on Day Trump Elected. And what did Ilhan Omar said? She said, yes indeed, Professor Green. Yes indeed, my dear listeners. We have a problem. We got Mr. Donald Trump in the White House. But if we stick together, if we get united, we can get out of this problem. Let's do our best. Maybe we can impeach him, or maybe we just can get rid of him in the next election. That is exactly the message which MSNBC is bragging about. Bring a Muslim lady who insulted the American people, who hates the American people, to say this wonderful message of encouragement. Let's stick together and we will get out of this trouble and crisis to have such evil men like Mr. Donald Trump to be our president. And Representative Ilhan Omar summarized the entire purpose of her being in the Congress in one simple sentence. So listen carefully to this sentence.
I am America's hope and the president's nightmare.
There it is. President Trump, have some Somali tea.
That was Representative Ilhan Omar on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. She is telling the whole world. She's telling you, useful idiot Democrats, that she is the hope of America and the nightmare of Trump. And the audience laughed. And Mr. Noah is telling Mr. Trump by pointing his finger to her, here it is, Mr. Trump, have some Somali tea. What a ridiculous and sick host. But then Mr. Noah had Ilhan Omar on another show. And there we hear.
Are you there to cause chaos?
I mean, they could hear us coming from afar. And I...
Mr. Noah is asking Representative Ilhan Omar if she is there to cause chaos. And she is responding with assurance that they can hear us coming from far. Yes, indeed. The audience celebrate such a wonderful comment as they clap their hand and they cheer Representative Ilhan Omar. Then we see a union between NBC News, exclusive with MSNBC live show. That is when we hear the following.
Believe they have been unfairly singled out because of their religion.
And this was CNN, where they are telling us how Representative Ilhan Omar and Representative Rashida Tlaib were treated unfairly. They were singled out simply because they are Muslims. If you idiot have read the Quran, you will stand up with the rest of the country to say, we don't want these people to be in charge of our country. We don't want these people to write the new laws for our future and the future of our children. But you know what? Once again, the Bible is right. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you have zero knowledge about whom you are defending, sir.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
And now, let's move on to another segment. And this one comes from Glenn Greenwald in The Intercept on Democracy Now! Station. For there, we hear the following.
Of course, the minute two Muslim women arrive in Congress, they're going to get attacked as anti-Semitic if they're critical of Israel.
Yes, indeed. The moment these Muslim women will come to Congress, the moment they will be attacked of being anti-Semitic. Well, maybe, if you're smart enough, you can find out what these women are saying about Israel. So you will know it is not attack. It is facts. It is truth. They hate Israel. You maybe need just to simply read some of the verses of the Quran where Allah clearly taught the Muslims to hate Israel. And by the way, hate you, if you are not a Muslim believer, because the hatred of Israel is equal to the hatred of any infidel. And anyone who supports Israel, and anyone who will give Israel the strength to stand against the Muslim jihadi of the Middle East is even hated more, as we have said many times in the past. But let's move on to now the reaction of the President of the United States of America after we have all the evidence that Representative Ilhan Omar is anti-Semitic. She does hate all the Jews as much as she hates America. Here's what Mr. Trump said.
I think she should either resign from Congress or she should certainly resign from the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Once again, what an evil president. He must be a racist. He must be Islamophobic. He must be a hate monger. He must be just some guy who does not like Representative Ilhan Omar. Because how dare the president of the United States of America to suggest that Ilhan Omar should resign or be removed from the House of Representatives? How dare Mr. Trump to say that she be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committees? She needs to be in that office to make sure that we will start punishing Israel. We will never support Israel anymore because she knows that Israel, as much as Americans, are the enemies of Allah. They are the worst of the creatures. They must be removed from the face of the earth. But let's first take Israel out, and tomorrow we will get rid of America as well. Now, the following segment is too short. That's why we went to the original video to play the entire video to see how Representative Ilhan Omar is doing a great job to fight for human rights. First, Let us listen to this small segment.
Not right.
That was not a question.
Committee can attack.
On, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement?
This tiny segment came from Representative Ilhan Omar as she grilled U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, over the Iran-Contra affair and a 1981 massacre in El Salvador. So now, let us listen to the entire back and forth between Representative Ilhan Omar and Special Representative Elliot Abrams.
In 1991, you pleaded guilty to two counts of withholding information from Congress regarding your involvement in the Iran-Contra affair, for which you were later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush. I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question. Thank you for your participation. On February 8th, 1982, you testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about U.S. policy in El Salvador. In that hearing, you dismissed as communist propaganda report about the massacre of El Masote, in which more than 800 civilians, including children as young as 2 years old, were brutally murdered by U.S.-trained troops. During that massacre, some of those troops bragged about raping a 12-year-old girl before they killed them. Girls before they killed them. You later said that the U.S. policy in El Salvador was a fabulous achievement. Yes or no, do you still think so?
From the day that President Duarte was elected in a free election to this day, El Salvador has been a democracy. That's a fabulous achievement.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack, which is not a question.
Yes or no, would you support an armed faction within Venezuela that engages in war crimes, crimes against humanity or genocide, if you believe they were serving U.S. interests, as you did in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua?
I am not going to respond to that question. I'm sorry. I don't think this entire line of questioning is meant to be real questions, and so I will not reply.
Whether you, under your watch, a genocide will take place, and you will look the other way because American interests were being upheld, is a fair question. Because the American people want to know that anytime we engage a country, that we think about what our actions could be and how we believe our values are being furthered. That is my question. Will you make sure that human rights are not violated and that we uphold international and human rights?
I suppose there is a question in there, and the answer is that the entire thrust of American policy in Venezuela is to support the Venezuelan people's effort to restore democracy to their country. That's our policy.
I don't think anybody disputes that. The question I had for you is that does the interest of the United States include protecting human rights and include protecting people against genocide?
That is always the position of the United States.
Thank you. I yield back my time.
This video we just heard, which is the interrogation of Representative Ilhan Omar to Elliot Abrams, took place in February 2019. And that is concerning the event of the El Masote massacre. Representative Ilhan Omar was questioning Elliot Abrams about this massacre that happened under President Ronald Reagan's administration. Both sides have legitimate questions, and both sides have come to their own conclusion. What really happened, no one can 100% say, but as far as Abrams, he was involved in this secret operation, which prevented him from answering many of the questions put to him by Congress in 1982. Just as individuals involved in these type operation would not be allowed to answer questions from Congress even today. So to accuse Elliot Abrams of being a criminal and untrustworthy today is unfair. Representative Ilhan Omar's line of questioning was nothing more than to smear him and condemn the Reagan administration, which the left hates even today. Now, in simple words, I will tell you, even if we suggest that the massacre took place under the umbrella of Elliot Abrams, that does not make him a criminal. Because simply, if this ever took place, that means the crime was committed because these soldiers did not follow the Geneva Convention. They did not follow the rules and the laws which were set for our military. But on the other hand, if we examine what happened in the last 1400 years under Muhammad and his leadership after him, the massacres of Allah, those who practiced the savage cult of Islam to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians, Jews, and others under Muhammad Convention, we'll see this is very acceptable. Ilhan Omar will never object what Allah says in the Quran, nor what Muhammad practiced in his Sunnah. And that is the problem I have with Muslims who are here in America to talk about human rights and speak against the massacre of any crime committed by any country. In our next broadcast, I will be exposing this in details by looking at some of the teachings of Allah in the Quran and some of the sayings of Muhammad, and more important, how Muslims in the early days of Islam and even today still practice such savage teachings. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.